Our AccuWeather forecast says it's going to be increasingly cloudy today. We'll have a high of about 48. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled that a cigarette butt tossed from a vehicle onto a roadway is reason enough for drivers to be pulled over and potentially arrested. The ruling reverses a 2014 Court of Appeals decision in favor of a driver who'd been cited for a first offense OWI. A state trooper stopped him in La Crosse after observing the cigarette butt flicked from the car's window. The trooper admitted suspecting Daniel Iverson might be intoxicated because he stopped at yellow flashing lights despite no other traffic at 1 in the morning. The probable cause was the discarded cigarette butt. Wisconsin wildlife managers are investigating the shooting deaths of two protected sandhill cranes in Shawnee County. Stockbridge Muncie Conservation Warden Bo Miller says the birds were standing in a field near a road when it appears they were killed with a high-powered rifle. Witnesses heard gunshots, but nobody actually saw anything. The citation for shooting a protected sandhill crane is about $300. Well, after months of what seemed to be some harmony on the Kenosha Unified School Board, that facade showed some cracks at last night's meeting. Additional compensation for the district's teachers and credit for participation in sports appear to have created a deep rift. Board member Gary Kunich called out Kyle Flood for rants on Facebook about teacher compensation and quotes to the media calling the discussion on the PE credit a dog and pony show. Flood admitted creating the controversy, but he said the truth isn't being told.
It's because Tamara Coleman lied. It's because the administration lied. There were lies told about what we were doing with those unallocated funds.
Mary Snyder, concerned about her comments in closed session being repeated incorrectly and out of context.
That shows a huge lack of respect. It shows a lack of trust. And I'm having a real hard time working with people who are willing to do that. And I think that's going to hurt the board, and that's going to hurt the district.
Board President Tamara Coleman lamenting the board has worked hard for 2 years to build collaboration and trust, and she said it's gone.
It's funny how you can call someone a liar and they weren't even present for the discussion. It's funny how you can say what happened and you weren't even present for the meeting. It's funny how you can take what you want to hear and what you think you heard and try to twist it to belittle other people, and I think that's really sad.
A special meeting on using the unallocated funds in the district's budget for teacher compensation will be coming up December 1st. The PE credit discussion led to no conclusions. In fact, wasn't even listed on the agenda for board action. And the 2016 budgets for both the Village and Town of Summers approved by their respective boards last night after separate public hearings. The tax levies for each are the same, $3.6 million, a 1.75% increase, the tax rate $5.07 per thousand of assessed value. Town electors, after some public comments, set the levy, then the board approved the budget. Nobody spoke on the Village budget, which the board then approved with little discussion. The cobblestone condominium project across from Farm and Fleet on Highway 11 in the Village of Sturtevant was originally envisioned for mixed use, including single-family homes and retail space. Only a few condos, though, were constructed before the economic downturn, which led Racine County to begin foreclosure proceedings. Now it could factor into future Village development efforts. Sturtevant's administrator, Mary Cole, telling trustees last night that while back taxes on the buildings have been paid, court proceedings to take the vacant land could begin early next year. She recommended the Village let county officials know they'd like to have the property.
It's a prime part of our redevelopment of the future, and she understood that. And the next step is they have to appraise those properties. And then what happens after that is then they either sell them or they can donate them to the municipality.
Trustee Chris Wright said that having that site could be a big part of the proposed Highway 11 redevelopment project, which is currently under discussion.
That property is just prime for to be able to attract, and if the Village can use it as that property as incentive, I think that's... that's something we try to be able to do.
The board urged to send a letter to county officials outlining their desire to acquire the land, perhaps even a few suggestions for its use to emphasize the point. Some quick-thinking Kenosha police officers got a one-year-old child unstuck from a vent between the first floor and basement of a home on 18th Avenue. Child had managed to get the unsecured vent cover off and then went into the 8-inch circular hole feet first, got stuck about 10 feet down. Officers went to the basement quickly, according to reports, and then took the vent cover off there. Then they removed the youngster, who had suffered a few minor injuries. Boy was taken to Kenosha Medical Center. Firefighters, who had arrived by the time the police got the boy out, they secured the first floor vent cover so that it cannot be removed again without tools. Caledonia's Plan Commission unanimously supports a site review plan for a We Energy's air monitoring station in the 4500 block of 7 Mile Road. That in response to concerns about health problems alleged by some of the folks who were living near the Oak Creek Power Plant. Zoning Administrator Jarman Zuda said that a 24-by-32-foot concrete pad for the station, to be surrounded by a chain-link fence, is going to be set up on utility-owned land where the 7-mile road dead ends at the railroad tracks.
I did receive an amended site plan from the consultant, which basically orients the proposed air monitoring station more in a north-south fashion. It's a very minor change.
Linda Soderman with We Energy's local affairs office said that this will be a 24/7 electronic monitoring. Data retrieval may be every 1 to 2 weeks, and plans are to install it by year's end.
We've done something similar to this. When we built the power plant back in 2005, we actually had a monitoring station on the north end on the Oak Creek side. We also had the same similar thing on the south side of Caledonia, so we'll be monitoring the same types of things.
The recommendation of support for the air monitoring station will go to the Caledonia Board for final approval. No citizens claiming to be health affected by the power plant's coal dust attended the meeting. A Racine police officer slightly hurt in pursuit of a shoplifting suspect from around the Target store or Regency Mall on Durant Avenue. Initial information had two suspects involved. No other details, though, have been available, including the extent of the injury to the officer. And some folks in Waukesha feeling a little bit creeped out after some sightings of clowns near Carroll University. First report, somebody dressed as a clown to police this month later confirmed that the person was just a developmentally delayed teenager. But last week, another clown was spotted in a different costume. Police not able to verify that person's identity. A two-vehicle accident last night at Highway 50 and 57th Avenue in Kenosha resulted in three injuries. Police indicate the initial reports had the driver of an eastbound pickup truck trying to make a turn north onto 57th in front of a car that was heading west. Operator of the truck taken to Frederick Hospital by Flight for Life, the landing zone set up at Forest Park Elementary School. Driver of the car and a passenger to local hospitals with the fire department's paramedics. A ladder truck brought in, utilized by police to get a visual image from above of the crash site. Online retailer Amazon reportedly resetting its passwords yesterday over fears of a potential security leak, so you may need a new one.
Amazon sent an email to some users saying there's no reason to believe their information had been accessed by third parties and that it was resetting the passwords simply out of, quote, an abundance of caution. The email says Amazon recently discovered that some passwords could have been, as they described it, improperly stored or sent to Amazon in a way that could expose them to a third party. The company has not released an official statement about the password reset. I'm Michael Toscano.
The mayor of Arcadia is out, recalled by voters in a special election. An Eau Claire TV station says it's because of complaints that John Kimmel put limits on public comment when it opposed his positions. As you might expect, the State Department of Transportation's put out a Packers travel advisory for tomorrow. Still some construction projects underway, and while most will be shut down for the holiday this afternoon, motorists are still urged to be cautious. I-41 and State Highway 172 in Brown County getting special mention. The DOT recommending alternate routes to Lambeau Field. And the Milwaukee Admirals having a record season so far. They won their 10th straight game last night. It marks the first time in 39 years, the history of the franchise, they've put together that kind of a winning streak. The Sturtevant Village Board will consider a resolution next week to officially request the Wisconsin Taxpayers Association study the logistics of a school district separate from Racine Unified. Chris Larson, a member of the ad hoc committee looking at separation, said the association wants each municipality participating in the study to adopt such a resolution. Village President Steve Jansen, though, says he doesn't see the end game with this. He doubts the study's really going to change any minds.
Our relationships lately with our so-called representatives, Voss and Wongard, and other dealings here this past year, I would hope that we're not going to undertake an exercise of fertility and spend that money for what?
Larson said that if nothing else, the study will contain some good information about the inner workings of the district.
Even if nothing else comes from it other than we get a study and we do nothing, that is money well spent because we get intense and up-close look at the inner workings of the Racine Unified School District. Information costs, but information also pays back.
That resolution will go before the Sturtevant Board next Tuesday. The Mount Pleasant Village Board, meanwhile, could decide their cost portion for the study at their next meeting. The Racine and Kenosha Education Associations both approve recertification, moves made necessary with the approval of Act 10 and the state eliminating most collective bargaining rights for public employees except police and fire. Vote totals from the Wisconsin Employment Relations Commission show that of the 1,675 eligible Racine teachers, 1,350 supported recertifying. 241 of the 400 eligible members of the Assistance Association also voted yes. 963 Kenosha teachers out of 1,696 who were eligible, they voted in favor of recertifying. 127 of 399 support staffers and also 89 of 305 substitutes voting in favor of recertification. AccuWeather forecast, increasing clouds this afternoon, high approaching 48. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.